Good morning. Clouds and rain showers moved into the region overnight out ahead of a cool front advancing our way from the north and west. Even some wet snowflakes mixing in across the highest peaks in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. Most of the showers will pass through during the morning hours, with a few leftover showers in parts of the lower Hudson Valley in New England into the early part of the afternoon. Then a decided clearing trend behind the front later today with a return to sunshine. The wind will also pick up behind the front and become gusty at times over 20 and even 30 miles per hour. And this northwest breeze will drive in the coldest air of the season across the region by late tonight and tomorrow morning. As a result, freeze warnings have been issued overnight tonight into tomorrow morning for just about the entire region. With clear skies and light winds, temperatures will largely drop back into the 20s, even some teens across the higher mountains. And that's where we'll start the day tomorrow. Cold high pressure overhead will lead to plenty of sunshine during Saturday morning and into the afternoon hours. Then some high cloudiness will move in late in the day, and temperatures will rebound nicely back into the lower 50s. More clouds on Saturday night, and for Sunday morning, showers around as a warm front pushes back through the region. This will send our roller coaster in the upward swing, with a breeze developing out of the southwest during the day Sunday behind that front. We'll have a return to some sunshine and temperatures surging through the middle and into the upper 60s. The cool side of that system will move through on Monday with scattered showers, still in the lower to mid-60s, and then dry weather through midweek next week with highs right around 60 degrees Tuesday through Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Tropical Storm Paddy is located 230 miles east-northeast of the central Bahamas and moving toward the south-southwest near 3 miles per hour. Slow movement toward the south-southwest or southwest is expected today, followed by an increase in forward speed by Sunday. Maximum sustained winds have now decreased to near 40 miles per hour with higher gusts. Weakening is likely, and Paddy could become a remnant low by Saturday while moving through the Bahamas. A winter weather advisory is also out for Friday night into Saturday for the higher terrain of the Rockies of Colorado and Utah. Snow will add up to as much as 4 to 8 inches above 9,000 feet. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Minhad Air Force Base at the United Arab Emirates at 5 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Kars, Turkey at 2:50 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light snow, blowing snow and fog in 25 degrees with a west wind at 62 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 11 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy with light rain and 45 degrees, the dew point 39, 80% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.04 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 17 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine, breezy near 60, Boston clouds and showers, then clearing in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 56 degrees, the low 40, the average temperature 48, that's 3 degrees below normal. Just a trace of rain yesterday for the month, 41 hundredths of an inch, which is 91 hundredths below normal. And 29.08 inches for the year, which is 1.69 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 17 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 112, and for the season, 240, which is 58 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees. The average low, 41. The record high, 85, set in 1954, and the record low, 22, in 1964. Sunrise this morning at 7:05 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:17 p.m., 11 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Morning clouds and showers, then increasing sunshine today, becoming windy with highs in the upper 40s, though staying near 40 in the mountains. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the 20s, even some upper teens across the higher terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, clouds and showers, then increasing sunshine later today, becoming windy with highs in the mid-50s. clear and cold tonight with widespread frost, lows in the mid-20s to around 30. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, morning clouds and showers, then increasing sunshine today, becoming windy with highs in the mid-40s. Clear and cold tonight with widespread frost, lows in the 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clouds and showers, then increasing sunshine later today, becoming windy with highs in the lower 50s. Clear and cold tonight with widespread frost, lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Morning clouds and showers, then increasing sunshine today, becoming windy with highs near 50. Clear and cold tonight with widespread frost, lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to some late-day clouds, a chilly start, highs in the afternoon in the lower 50s. On Sunday, morning showers, then increasing sun, becoming breezy and much warmer with highs in the upper 60s. Scattered showers Monday in the lower 60s, then a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.